This WBEZ podcast is supported by Hacia, whose Executive Fellows Program provides Black and Latinx business owners with real-world tools and strategies needed to master fundamental management concepts related to company stability and growth. Registrants learn through one-on-one executive coaching sessions with subject matter experts in the areas of finance, business development, operations, and legal. More info at haciaworks.org.
More than 2 years ago, a transgender student named Nova Madej sued her school district in northwest suburban Palatine. She argued the district was discriminating against her for restricting her access to the girls' locker room. That case is finally resolved, with the school district voting last night to approve a settlement. This followed a decision by the district late last year that affects all its students. It approved a new policy that gives all transgender students full access to school locker rooms and bathrooms. The fight in District 211, the largest high school district in the state, grabbed national headlines. I spoke today with the young woman at the center of it, Nova Madej. I started off by asking Nova what this resolution means for her and other transgender students.
It means that all students will be treated equal in this district, and that going forward, no student will hopefully have to go through what I went through while in high school. High school should be about, you know, figuring out who you are, preparing yourself for adulthood, not fighting the district in order to be treated equally, just like every other girl in the school.
Nova, this fight for you has gone on for a few years now. How did you find the grit to continue fighting when, like you said, in high school, you've got so many other things that you should be focusing on?
Well, firstly, when this went public, there was quite a lot of attention, and a lot of my friends and a lot of my teachers were very supportive about it, and were constantly making sure that I was doing all right, and both mentally and emotionally. But I think really part of it was especially my mom. She was with me the whole time. She was the one that initially contacted the ACLU. And was fighting for me from day one. And without her, I don't think I could have done any of this.
Now, of course, all students have full access to school locker rooms and bathrooms in the district. Have you heard from anyone what it's like to be a transgender student in District 211 now?
I've heard some pieces. I haven't been keeping in contact with a ton of people. But from what I have heard, it is much better. The district is no longer essentially blocking them out of the bathrooms anymore. I know that when I was in school, if I wanted to use the locker room, they would make me use the nurse's restroom instead. So I know that's no longer happening unless by request, which is great to hear.
You were at the center of these changes in your school district. Tell us what you've learned about activism and how this whole experience kind of changed your view of power in democracy.
Throughout this whole battle, I've gotten to do quite a lot of things that I never would have been able to do. I've lobbied to lawmakers. I've, of course, been interviewed. And a lot of attention has been drawn to it. I think the biggest part that I've learned is that putting a face onto an issue is the biggest thing you can do. It's one thing to argue against the concept of a person. It's a whole nother thing to try and argue against someone real. A big part of activism is not just saying something, but actually educating people. And I hope to continue being an activist in the community.
That's Nova Madej speaking with us about the settlement of a lawsuit involving full access to school locker rooms and bathrooms at a high school in Chicago's north suburbs.